Rishus of Rosh Yeshiva, we are here in the thick of things in Elul, and the whole idea of Elul is ani l'doidi v'doidi li. It's a relationship. Elul, it's true that in the olden days, people were scared, even when they said the month of Elul and Shabbos Mevarchen, in being Kaddish the Chodesh, Birchas HaChodesh, they would faint from saying the word Elul. These are not our madrigas, but what we know about Elul is that Elul is a relationship with Hashem. And every year at this time, we have to restore this relationship. We talked about last time how the Cheda Egel happened, we made mistakes, and we have to restore it. And in these 40 days, from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, a person can fix mistakes. Like the Bnei Yisachar says that this is the month of a besula, a woman who never did anything wrong, who never lost her innocence. Klal Yisrael, despite the big mistakes, the Cheda Egel, we go back to the world of a besula. We go back to our innocence. And it's so refreshing to know we can do that. It's amazing that we can start again with Hashem and that He loves us so much. But it's about a relationship. And maybe I'm going to be a little bit annoying here, but I like to start from the bottom. And in a relationship, ani l'dodi v'dodi li, the first thing you have to work on before you have a relationship is ani, me. It says ani l'dodi. Before you could be like flying off to the Rabbono Shalom and having that close relationship, you have to be you. Wah. What does that mean? Yeah, I was makabel from my rabbeim. That what does it mean when man and woman get together to become husband and wife? They're called Adam. They're called a full person. What's the avoda before you become a married man and a married woman? He said to me, to become a full half a person. If you're not a full half a person, then when you get married, you're not a full person. The avoda in a relationship is first to become a whole in yourself, to become an ani, and then you can have a relationship. And it's the same thing with Borei Olam. If we want ani l'daydi, if we want a relationship, we have to ask ourselves if we're ourselves b'chlal. I know this sounds, whoa, I've gone like off the deep end now. It's like, Rabbi Stark, unleash the personal power, the real me. identifyingthesoul.com, right? Like, what's going on? He's doing this now? Yeah, I'm doing it now. Got to mix it up a little bit. Me.com. What does it mean, me? Ani. And it's interesting. It's really interesting. We don't really know what we are. You know, they play a game in dating, in shidduch dating. It's called the dating game. It's a big bracha that they have this game because Bachram don't know what to talk about. So they give them cards with questions. They didn't have this in my day. I wish they did. I didn't know what to talk about. You know, like, nice weather. Like, what are we talking about? No, is it, you went to camp? Yeah, you asked me that 5 times I went to camp. Like, oh, was it hard in camp? No, I told you that I don't like camp. Like, okay, you have any siblings? Yeah, I told you that. The dating game. What do they ask you in the dating game? And I get to, like, be part of the dating game sometimes. It's so fun. Because, you know, I get overseas calls about the dating game. And fascinating things come up during the dating game, right? Like, who is your role model? Ooh. What was your worst moment in life? Whoa. What was your defining moment? Ah. Does this come in, like, multiple choice? Like, what's like? That's it. One and done on her part. This guy doesn't have anything to himself. He hasn't thought about these basic ideas about himself. It wasn't about a Rashba or Ritva. It wasn't about Baba Kama or Baba Metzia. It was about you, Stark. And you needed multiple choice, right? Circle all the A's. A, like, I'm sure I'll get one of them, right? You know? What's going on? No ani. No self. I once walked with a bacher, and this is one of the things I like to do if anyone wants to accompany me. We go for walks, you know, after 1 o'clock, I go towards Ramat Eshkol. It's like a good 20-minute schmooze with whoever wants to come. I always feel bad, like, when I'm done, because I'm at home and they have to walk back. Like, I just feel like driving them back, but, like, And I'd miss lunch at home. I really feel bad when that happens. But I once took one of these walks, and I'm with the Bacher, and we're discussing who he is. And he says, this Rebbe says I'm this. Okay, good. He goes, my roommate's kind of like this, okay? Listening, and like a very good mashgiach, like taking it all in, not saying anything. So I asked the guy, I said, you know, this is a beautiful shtickel Torah, but what do you say about yourself? He's like, what do you mean? Like, you're just name-dropping the whole way. This guy says this about me, this guy, my roommate, say this. Like, what are you? What are you? Who are you? The one sugya that you should have klar, you're name-dropping? I understand if you want to quote Rabbi Elchanan and the sugya you're learning, but about you? And you don't even disagree with your roommates or even your Rebbe sometimes about who you are? How is a person supposed to ever start any types of relationships, let alone with Bayrei Olam, if they haven't defined who they are? And a lot of times we're not present with ourselves. And I think we've done so many different variations of this Gemara. And one of them is in Yesod HaBayis, but another one, Hillel, in Sukkah, in Daf Nun Dalet, at the time of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, he said at a tremendous moment of Simcha, something very strange. He said, Imani kan hakol kan. If I'm here, everything's here. Vim enini kan mikan. And if I'm not here, who is here? What does that mean? And by the way, it's a very deep Gemara. There's all sorts of Kabbalistic ramifications to this Gemara. But push it pshat for a second. If I don't have myself down, if I don't understand who I am, what in the world am I doing? Where in the world am I? Who in the world am I? What am I doing? I don't have anything. Im ein ani kan, mi kan. So this is what I'd like to talk about. And it's very nice to say these fluffy things like, who's me? And then I'll leave you here spinning. Like, how do you bechlal figure out who you are? What does it mean to know who you are? And I want to do something a little bit interesting with the word ani. And I want to be mocked in. People, please don't. My dear friends, please don't imitate some of the things that I do. Some of the things that I do in Torah, I didn't start doing till at least 30, until I found Rabbeim in these particular areas. A lot of times it's fun to just imitate, but realize everything needs a Rebbe. And I'm going to tell you a remez in the word ani, and I want you to take it very seriously. And it took me a long time in life to find a Rebbe in this particular area. I have a Rebbe, and some of the people who think they know all my Rabbeim, this one you don't know. It's my Rebbe in Derech Remez. I have a Rebbe specifically for gematrias, how to do gematrias properly, and how to look into letters properly. No, it's not Kabbalah. Everyone's Kabbalah, Kabbalah, Kabbalah. It's not Kabbalah. It's Remez. I want to look at the word ani, me, okay? And I want to break it down, and please take what I'm saying seriously, because there's depth to this. The word ani is Aleph 1, Nun 50. Yud, 10. What does this mean? The first part of you, or of me, is Aleph, is having aspirations, a singular goal. Obviously, the highest aspiration for a person is Echad. The Rabbona Shom is one, right? Rabbi Akiva's whole life was Echad, and he died with the word Echad on his lips. One. Aspirations, dreams, goals. That's what the Sfarim HaKadoshim call Ratzon, a will. You're about something, right? You'll get all the dating questions, at least half of them right with this one. Half of them right. Because you have something that you have a vision for, something you're going for. And hopefully the lofty goal. Obviously people have the wrong aspirations sometimes. And the wrong desires of what to do in the world. Echad, one. And the next thing is, a person needs to be intelligent and worked out, knowledgeable, not just wishy-washy. Nun is nun shari bina. We know that there are 50 gates of wisdom in the world. Person can't just be like a dreamer, yeah, I want this, I want that. He needs to know about these things. He has to understand what he wants, why and how, the mechanics behind it. He has to be an intelligent person in his goal. That's the intellect. There's the ratzon, the will, the vision. Then there's the intellect. And what's the yud? 10 is always creation. He has to make it happen. There are 10 sayings that Hashem created the world with. A creative being is somebody who makes something of himself. He's not just living in the theoretical, ooh, I have all these goals. Ooh, I have very intelligent things to develop about it. The nun shari bina. And then you look at his life, and he's not doing anything with himself. He's not making those moves. You know? Like those guys who sometimes guys come here, and they sit with me and speak. Very, very not often, by the way. But sometimes guys come and sit, and I feel like they're just telling me whatever I want. They're just telling me whatever I want to hear about this, and they want this, and they want that. They're dreaming to be this, and they're almost the Chafetz Chaim. And they don't get up in the morning. Like, just come on. Like, stop it. Just stop it. And it's even worse when they have the Aleph, the aspiration, and the Nun, and they sound intelligent, but they can't fear ice. They don't do anything with it. Yud is Asara Ma'amaris, creating yourself, and responsibility for yourself. Aseres Hadibros, making it happen. So a real me, and you can ask yourself your question, right? We're doing me.com. This is how we're breaking it up. Is first, do I have goals and aspirations? And what are my goals? Am I proud of my goals? Are they goals from high school or did I grow up? Do I have things intelligent to say about my goals? Am I developing in those goals? And also, am I living that thing? We always talk about these poor girls, and I've spoken to some of them on the phone, right? They get married, you're newly married, so this has nothing to do with you. You're an emes of Ben Aliyah, Balsam. But it's good to have some married people here so they could nod, you know, if I'm telling the truth or not. But, you know, a lot of girls are disappointed after marriage. Why? They sit in a hotel lobby, they're sipping their Coke or whatever, and this bachur, he's like, you know, I want to finish Shas. Benestarim, I'm in a soup kitchen feeding the poor. Second Seder, I'm going to teach Bekias. And Night Seder, I'm going to go to an orphanage to teach Mishnayos. Right? She's sold. Then the guy, it's like 12 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 1 o'clock, the guy's sleeping. What happened to this guy? Do you think he was lying? Listen to me well, my friends. You're young, I'm old. Unfortunately, I'm old now. It's official. He was not lying, and that's why she fell for it. It's because he had aspirations, he even had intelligent things to say, but he didn't finish it off. He has no clue how to do it. So on the dates, it's so beautiful, but it's a bunch of garbage because nothing happens from such a person. He's silly putty. The guy is silly putty. An ani is not just somebody who knows who he is. He's someone who is who he is. Think about that. A lot of people know things, but they don't know how to finish it off. That's the goal over here. Aleph, an aspiration. Hashem Echad, Nun Shari Bina. Shas, Poskim. Yud, stark, you. You be different. Don't just be book smart. Change. Change yourself. Change the world. Make it happen. That's an ani. That's a person who's in touch with himself. You don't need any self-help books, my friends. Just repeat this over and over. You'll see the godless of Chazal and Torah is you don't have to, in what they do in like 50 or 60 pages, Chazal or a Divrei Torah can do in a sentence. Okay? A lot of times I try to read secular books. It doesn't work. I'm like, well, this is one line in the Orchas Tzaddikim, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The guy doesn't stop talking about it. Like, it's one line in the Orchas Tzaddikim. Like, what is he doing? And every bestseller, right, for airheads, right? There are millions of airheads who bought this. Shkoyach, bestseller. 5 billion morons, okay? One line in the Orchas Tzaddikim took care of all of this. All of this. And I'll tell you something. We're feeling warm and in Ramazan. I'll tell you something that I can't believe came out without Ruach HaKodesh from Rav Yaakov Abuchatzera, the great beginning of the dynasty of the Abuchatzera family, the grandfather of the Baba Sali. He wrote this. I saw this with my own eyes. I thought it's Ruach HaKodesh. How could somebody, a Yalud Isha, a mortal man, come up with this? But he said, if you take You can do this later. We're not going to do it now. But if you take the word ani, and you spell it out in mulle. Mulle is where you spell out each letter. Aleph, instead of writing the letter aleph, you aleph lamed pei, aleph. Nun, instead of just writing the word nun, you do it nun vav nun. You spell the nun. Right? And yud, instead of a yud, you do yud vav dalet. Ani, when it's mulle, and what the concept of gematria mulle is, it's that it's its full expression. It's an expression that's full. It's mulle, full, is bi'ahava v'yira, with love and fear. What does that mean? The gematria of me is with love and fear. Yes, if you break down everything we were saying, a person has passions, things they love, things they're running towards. A person has things that they should stay away from, that are going to bring them down, that are going to shrink them, that are going to make them small. And the ani is somebody who evaluates these things. When his friends ask him, do you want to go out here? He doesn't go, yeah. But like, yeah, yeah, you're afraid of losing your friends? Do you have a value system, buddy? Say yes or no from yourself. Not because you're scared of not having friends in the first week of yeshiva. Decide who you are. They'll respect you more. But if you go with them, you're an airhead, just like them. Who are you? What do I love and what do I hate? They'll even join you. It kills the chill when one friend says no to something. It really kills it. And the guys who go, they're like, we don't need him. But look, they're not enjoying themselves. Like, I can't believe your uncle didn't come. I can't believe, maybe I should do tshuva as well. It kills the chill when someone has clarity of who he is, what he does, and what he doesn't do. And it's the most impressive in first year, by the way. If you want to know, I've seen this. Rosh Yeshiva, I'm sure, can corroborate this. If you want to look for the leaders in yeshiva, that's unbelievable. I've seen this. It's the ones who are not afraid of their friends in first year. You watch them grow, and in the first year, it's dafka very hard for them, but they're mamish, like the Gedolei Hador by second year. Like, once it's like they get to second year, like make it out alive, everybody looks up to them. People with character. That's what it means to be an ani. Before a relationship, my friends. Before a relationship. But I want to mix it up a little bit now, and I want to confuse you, because otherwise it would be boring. Okay? I confused myself, and now I'm going to confuse you, but then we're going to get clarity. Okay? But we're going to deal with some issues over here, which is, can friends, my whole friendships with all the people and everyone in yeshiva and everyone that's going on, do they help me with who I am? Or are they a danger for me? Are they a danger for me? I want you to know, the biggest sugya that I encounter, the biggest sugya, which is related to friends, is jealousy. Jealousy is a killer, especially for young people. And when you're older, some people never get over their jealousy. Some people get new nisyonos of jealousy when they're older, Rachmana Litzlan. But when you're younger, there's even more jealousy. Why? Because people are really confused who they are, what they have to themselves. They don't even know their aspirations. They don't have so much they feel that's intelligent to say. They don't feel accomplished. And they're looking around and saying, wow, look what he's doing. Wow, he's so successful at this. He's so successful at that. Wow, he gave a great chabura. Wow, he's a good ball player. Wow, it's so easy for him to make friends. He's such a nice guy. It's so easy for him. And jealousy comes from this. Do you know why? Because people are confusing when you're trying to define yourself. When you're trying to figure out who the me is, people are usually in the way. And that's what I always try to tell people based on the Mesilas Yesharim. The Mesilas Yesharim says the only way to work on jealousy is to stop looking over your shoulder and look in your Gemara. Look at the words you didn't know in the beginning of the year, in your Gemara, that you didn't understand. And look, this is what happened to me when I was 17 or 18. My wife found my Gemara from 18, guys. My wife was laughing at the words I didn't know. You want to hear like really embarrassing? My wife. She's like, you didn't know that word? Right? No, she really builds me usually, but this one was too much. Right? She's going to be very upset about this. Okay, we'll edit it out after. Anyway, but what did I enjoy? That my Gemara had less words at the end of the year. I looked at my brachas, and you can come to my house, you can see it. I'm so cute. I underlined kemat every line of the Gemara. Why did I underline everything? Just wanted to sit there, like, very important lines. What is the way to feel good about yourself? Stark, you looked up in the Jastro, that's what we did, Dr. J, this amount of words at the beginning of the year. By the end of the year, you progressed. Who could care less about everybody else? That's how we normally grow. And it works, my friends. It's very hard. It's hard to ignore what's going on around you. But that's usually what should be. But now I'm going to mix things up because Chazal mixed things up over here. And this is an incredible Chiddush. We've never discussed this before. And it's so exciting to me. And I think it really has to do with what's going on in yeshiva right now. The energy in yeshiva is incredible. And that's why I'm going to be talking about this right now. And that's how friends really do help. I'm going to take you to Olam Haba for a second. Let's all go. We're going to Olam Haba. There's something very strange that happens in Olam Haba. Something very strange. The Gemara in Baba Basra, on Daf Ayin Hey, and the Mesillas Yesharim talks about it. It says, when we get to Olam Haba, which is the place about how I shtayt, how I did it, how I had aspirations, how I used my brain, and how I put it down with my creation of self and my responsibility, taking responsibility for my actions, right? That's what Olam Haba is. You know what it says over there in Baba Basra? That you're going to see your friend and his success in Olam Haba, and he's got a chuppah, a beautiful chuppah. You have your own chuppah, but you see his. His looks a little better, and it's going to burn. It's going to burn. And by the way, this is not going to be forever, but this is Olam Haba, this is not Gehenna. In Olam Haba, you're going to see your friend, you're going to see his accomplishments, that he got higher, and there's going to be a burn. You know, like that burn when you miss a shot on the court? That's a good mushel times a billion. Right? That burn. He did it. He got better than me. And the Gemara in another place in Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Ches, says something. There's a less famous Gemara because it's not quoted by the Mesillas Yesharim. But listen to this Gemara. The Gemara brings a pasuk. The pasuk says, Eish yatza mecheshbon. A fire comes out of Cheshbon, the city Cheshbon, says the Gemara. Teitzei eish me'mechashven. All the people who thought about life, who had depth, who won the dating game, they aced it. They got all the questions right. Aspirations, intelligence, right? Go-getters, making it happen, all of that. Those who are mechashev, those who thought deeply about life, they're going to cause a fire, right? Today, fire is a very big thing. There's arson. These people are going to cause a fire for those who didn't do it, who didn't think about life, who didn't have aspirations, who didn't take responsibility for themselves, who said yes to their friends for everything their friends want to do because they're made of paper, and it's going to burn. What is this? What kind of chinuch is this? Do you know this goes against everything I learned from my rebbeim and taught to deal with things like jealousy? Don't think about other people. It's not about other people. And here it's saying in Shemayim, guess what you're going to encounter? Your friend? What do you mean? In my Gemara, it's all about my Gemara, no? About how many words I didn't know at the beginning of the year and how many words I knew at the end. And now you're telling me that when I get to Olam Haba, I'm going to see a friend of mine, it's going to hurt? What's going on? Guys, this is so deep. If you came to Eretz Yisrael just for this kasha, I don't even want to continue. I just want to enjoy the kasha. Let me get down from here. Good kasha. What is it? Our friends, are we supposed to be looking over our shoulders and saying, Olam Haba, we're going to be? Or are we not supposed to be? It's going to burn? Rebbe, you told me to look at my own personal power, unleash myself. What's going on? What's going on? So listen to this. Reb Aaron Cutler in Mishnas Reb Aaron alludes to this pshat. He brings another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Yuma on Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara says that there are people who are poor. And they're going to have excuses. I was so poor, I couldn't do anything. I was so busy just trying to pay tuition for yeshivas, for seminaries. I didn't have time to learn. I didn't have time to be involved in the community. I just was totally involved in myself. Couldn't Talmud Chacham, me? The Gemara says there's someone named Hillel HaZaken who was a had the biggest, highest level of poverty. And the Gemara discusses that he couldn't even afford to go into the Beis Medrash. And one day he actually froze on the ceiling of the Beis Medrash. He was peering through a skylight and he was actually frozen under snow. Okay, that's intense. But the Gemara says, now that Hillel did this, you have no excuse, Mr. Honey. This has been done before. Then there are guys who say, I'm really good looking, right? I'm on the light rail. Everyone's staring at me. I'm ripped, six packs, right? No. We don't have any of those here. Sorry, guys. You guys are all nice, good Zunta Yeshiva Bachram, like pleasantly plump, just like me. But if there was such a guy in the crowd, right? You know what it says in the Gemara? Yosef was better looking than you, my friends. And Yosef went through a living Gehenna, being chased by women. Not chasing women, being chased by women. And he made it out alive. And now you have no excuse. And then there's a Gemara. The Gemara says there was someone as wealthy. No one was as wealthy as Rabbi Elazar ben Charsam. And therefore, if you're wealthy and you're just like, it's, you know, you just, you're on your yacht all day and you're so distracted, he did it already. What's the Gemara saying over here? The Gemara is saying something incredible, which is, of course you're not supposed to compare yourself to other people and be someone you're not. But learn from your friends, my friend. They're like you in certain areas. And you should be like them with your kochos. If you would be you, you would look like them. When you get to Olam Haba, you're not going to see the accomplishments of your friends that you couldn't have achieved. You're going to see the things that he was your boy. You're from the same town. You're from the same yeshiva. You have the same level of intelligence. He did it and you didn't. Why didn't you do it? It burns. It burns. Chaverim could burn like that. And it's an incredible thing, the power of friends. That's what's going on over here in yeshiva. In yeshiva, we're motivated by our friends. Our friends are here, and we're doing it. This is what's called kinas soifrim tar bechachma. There's a bad type of jealousy. That's the jealousy that we're talking about. And if you ever want your friend not to be successful, you don't want him to make the siyum, and you don't want him to have a good chabura, then you have bad jealousy. But if you like your friend, in fact, you look up to your friend, and you're inspired by your friend, and you're rooting for your friend, but you're kind of wondering, why am I not doing the same thing as him? I'm really not that different than him. That's the burn. That's called kinas sofrim tar b'chachma. And the Chafetz Chaim takes it to another level. He says that when you learn in a chabura, when you have a chabura, unbelievable. He says, you want an example of kinas sofrim tar b'chachma? In Shem Olam, Perek Chaf Aleph. He says that when you have a chabura, and guys, some guys finished the Amud, some guys didn't finish the Amud, and some guys did chazara, some guys didn't. He goes, every person who's normal is like, what they do, why aren't they taking a break yet? Like, why isn't the chavrusa next to me taking a break? Like, you kind of like, you don't want to be the first to take that break? Like, the Chafetz Chaim says, that's good. Because we're raising the bar. We're building each other. We're building each other because you're the same as me. And if you can do it, I can do it. We can build each other with this type of thing. I'll be honest with you. When I was in Kailo, I learned a lot. When I was a bacher, I learned a lot. I learned a little bit too much. But I'll tell you, before I learned too much, I also learned, Baruch Hashem, I learned enough. I learned enough. You know why? Because I had a friend that we were boys, and he learned more than me all the time. And I would actually, as a bacher, try to go to bed after him. And it got to 1 o'clock in the morning in the Beis Medrash, 2 o'clock in the Beis Medrash, 2:30 in the Beis. The guy is not leaving. I pushed, saw 5 Gemaras in front of me. I didn't know what to do. In the end, I suffered from severe sleep deprivation by trying to do this, and that's why you shouldn't do this. But I want you to know, I wouldn't be here today if I didn't have a friend that I thought I was like. I turned out in the end that I realized he needs less sleep than me, and then I realized I'm not the same as him. But for a few years, I thought we were the same. And it helped me! And I want you to know, his wife, after he got married, my wife was in Ramat Eshkol, and guess what? I was that guy who doesn't come home for Bein Astarim. I learned through the day. And all my, you know, that was what we did, okay? But you know when that's very hard for women? At gan pickup, when all the men, Bein Hasdarim, come to get the babies, and she's the only woman picking up. Right? It's like Mamash Bizyonos. How did she do it? Because my friend married a woman who was more Moser Nefesh for my friend. And I at least came home for dinner. I don't even know if he came home for dinner. And that built us. It made us realize who we are. Not who they are, who we are. I know I'm not going to touch that friend. I don't think I'll even see him in Olam Haba. But at least he reminded me who I could be. Who I could be, what I could achieve. Rav Yerucham of Mir writes that what's going to be the judgment of this generation? The Gadol Hadar. In his generation was the Chafetz Chaim. Because there was a Chafetz Chaim in his generation, so he said that that's now the measure, okay? Now, basically, you all should leave the room because I'm going to cause you all to give up and myself. I'm about to sit down. Who's the Gadol Hadar? Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Okay, Shkayach, thank you very much. One of those famous Rav Chaim Kanievsky stories. That's not pshat. I don't believe Rav Chaim Kanievsky is the Gadol Hadar. Whoa. Am I crazy? No, he's the Gadol of a Dar from 50 years ago. Every Rebbe is, the Rabbanim, the Mashkichim have said, you know how many Yeridas Hadaris there have been in the past 50 years since Rav Chaim Kanievsky grew up? You know who the Gadol Hadar of our generation is? Someone who had open internet when he was in high school and is steiging in yeshiva. Because he's living in the world we're living in, he's dealing with the challenges, and he's making it! Rav Chaim Kanievsky is the Medida of 50 generations ago. I, Rav Yerucham, quoted the Chafetz Chaim was his Gadol Hadar. Yeah, because there was nothing going on back then. The Chafetz Chaim was there, and there was no Yeridas Hadaris. What was their big Nisayim back then? Ooh, Russian literature. Oh, right, I really want to read that Tolstoy, let me tell you. I always read the Cliff Notes. Come on! We have real Nisayinus. Of course Rav Chaim Kanievsky is the Gadol Hadar, the Torah 50 Darim ago. But there are Bachrim in this yeshiva. They're all over the place who are redefining what we can do, and they're machayev us. And it burns in a good way, my friends. It's a whole new level. It's a whole new level of life. And this is what it is. This is why we're in yeshiva, and I'm feeling that our yeshiva is like this right now, and this is why I'm saying this. There's a matzav of growth right now. I feel like when I come into this Beis Medrash, I'm embarrassed to go to the bathroom. Sometimes you want to go to the bathroom, but like I want to like stay longer than some of the Bachrim. You know what it is for a second-year boy to see a first-year boy staying longer? It should burn. It should burn. This guy just got here. You know what it is for a second-year boy or a third-year boy to see that a first-year boy is making better decisions about where to go and how to deal with bad things in his life, bad influences? It should burn, because we're 2 years later. But not burn in a bad way, my friends. Not burn in like, I'm so jealous, I have no talents, I have no nothing. Like, no, buddy, come on. You're so much better than this guy. You're smarter than him. You have a better sense of humor than him. You have so many more skills than him, and he's winning, and you're not. Get it together. We don't want to feel the burn later. We don't want to look at our friends in Olam Haba and see that they represented what we could be. We want to be ourselves. Ani. Im ein ani li. Hillel, that same Hillel said, Im ein ani li. If I'm not for myself, me li. We have to watch out for ourselves. And we're doing it. This is not a Musar Shmuz, by the way. Do you know why this is not a Musar Shmuz? This is my response to watching what the yeshiva's been doing the past over a week of Elul. This is my response, is that I feel that every one of us is challenging each other. I feel like the matzav over here, and I heard this from the Rosh Yeshiva, is that everyone wants to be there later. Everyone wants to do more. And it's creating an incredible environment for all of us. And I really just wanted to thank you, because there's an esh over here. It's a fire that's mechayev all of Yerushalayim. If all of Yerushalayim, the entire world, Aderes Atur is sending a fire out. We are the Mechashvim. We're the ones who are thinking about life. We're the ones who have that chuppah. But we want everyone to join us. And we should be mechazik each other. we should look at ourselves and ask ourselves about our aspirations, ask ourselves about how intelligently we know about ourselves, about the things we're doing, about the Ribbono Shel Olam, about His Torah, how much we're taking ourselves to task to make it happen, to do it, to become ourselves and not become rejects. 80-year-olds in the back of a shul who make fun of everybody and ask why they didn't get a mishaberach. You know what those guys are? Those are the people who never made it. They have no ani. So they sit in the back of a shul. Why didn't you make a mishaberach? Like, come on. Then they come home to the wife. He didn't make a mishaberach. Like, this is your life? Your whole recognition of yourself is whether they say a mishaberach about you? Now you're a superstar, let me tell you. Mishaberach, right? That's what happens to people who never have any identity. They're starving to be something. That's not us, my friends. We're winning the game. And Be'ezras Hashem, every one of us is going to come in front of Hashem. Kibnei Morin, it says in Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches, we're going to go individually in front of Hashem, like sheep, one after another, or like soldiers, or like people walking up the Meron Mountain, one by one. We're not going to take the boys with us. Each one of us gets an individual shear with Hashem, right? You're like, is there going to be the dating game? You're like hoping for, right? We're hoping for the cards. What are we going to say? What are we going to do? You don't need anybody. We have so much to say for ourselves. Based on what the way this Elul looks, we have so much to say for ourselves alone. Who we are, we can come in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, Borei Olam, this has been the best month of my life. You know how many people in this room, I can't say it for myself. You know how many people in this room, this has been the best month of their life? And they're going into Rosh Hashanah. Do you know how many people in this room? I would venture, unfortunately, to say everyone except for me. But it's pashut that it is if you think about it. How does somebody analyze a stock? Not by how much it's worth today, it's how much it's going up. The stock in this room is rising, my friends. Borei Olam is going to invest in all of us. We should all be zeicha to keep the fire going. And Bezus Hashem will all be zeicha to a ksiva v'chasima tova and a good gevenshtiyar.